101.3 CFM, this is the Byron and Christie Show. It is 7.42, the high, 20 for the Central Coast and sunshine.
Girl talk.
Karina in Watanabe. High heel horror stories.
Yeah, it was my husband's night. I bought these gorgeous pair of heels to wear out. Had them on for about 3 minutes and they knew they were going to be the worst shoes to wear out. Went out to the city, walked around hours and hours and hours in these pair of shoes. I ended up with blisters on the balls of my feet, blisters on the sides of my feet, blisters on my heels. I now have scars on the back of my heels from where they like.
Oh, wow. Here's the thing, Karina. Did you have a great night?
An amazing night.
Right, so now they are scars and a memory of a brilliant night that you will never forget.
And I guess the most important question, did you drink out of a penis straw that night?
Yeah.
Great, thank you. I was just checking. I mean, these are the important things, but I'm glad your shoes are okay.
No, but I love that Karina has just committed, because you see the heel, they're beautiful, they match with the outfit. You can't not.
Let's take another one here. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Heel horror stories on Girl Talk.
What's your name?
Michaela,
heel horror stories. We want yours.
So, on the weekend, me and my boyfriend went to Sydney for his birthday and we were going to the Star Casino.
Mm. Nice.
First time ever. So we were deciding to dress up really nice and I put on these massive heels and we were waiting outside for the taxi and I was already in pain. I wanted to run back upstairs and change my shoes, but I was scared, like, because I thought everyone dressed up so nice for the casino.
Yeah.
And then when we get there was people walking around in, like, trackies and whatever they wanted.
Yeah, that's often what happens at casinos.
Admittedly, they were designer trackies and people still had heels on with their designer tracksuit pants.
But here's the thing. You know that they're going to kill your feet, but you commit to it anyway, don't you?
You push on.
Yeah, well, we ended up staying till 2 in the morning.
Well, and when you've got heels like that, so you should. And you fight through the pain. Thanks. We'll take one more. Lots of calls here. We'll take another one here. I'm pretty sure that's Angela on the line. Is that you?
Yes. Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello. Hi, now, well, you've got a quick story. We've got about 60 seconds. A heel horror story?
Absolutely. I've got stiletto war stories going back to the 80s, mate, and I'm coming to prove it. Let me tell you.
Wow.
Tell us the worst, Angela.
Oh, look, no, just recently I thought I was older and wiser, so I bought these beautiful shoes that I fell in love with for an event to go to that were, you know, metallic mesh and surpassed all height and age restrictions, you know.
Sure.
And took them home, thought, okay, I'll just wear them in a little because that's what you do.
That's what
and even put a pair of socks on, you know, to try to stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then within about 10 minutes, it was like, oh my God, I'm already crippled. I took them back weeping to the woman, going, I can't wear them, but I want to. She says, oh, love, we've all been there and I'm seeing it every day.
Wow.
Do you know what I've done before? I've actually taken 2 Panadol before I go out, knowing, preempting and knowing they're going to kill.
Girls, this is a mental illness, is what we're talking about here. I know you want to look good, but this is ridiculous. We'll work out who gets the prize. That'll be a tough call. We'll do it off air. Thanks very much. Give your mum the Fountain of Youth at Lux Hair and Beauty, Fountain Plaza, Erina. Someone will be tamed with a restyle treatment and blow dry from their highly trained professionals. It's the Byron and Christie Show on CFM.
See traffic.